One of the great challenges of our time is the curse of fatherlessness. Part of the problem are unjust laws that effectively chase dad out of the house. Perhaps it's harder today to be a godly man than in previous times. In fact, I just read today about a Christian man and his wife denied to be foster parents in one of our more liberal states because they hold biblical views of sexuality and gender identity. Meanwhile, there's absolutely a greater need for Christian men to step up to the plate, whether they're fathers or not. How do we do that? Mark Cook is the author of a book called The First Hour, Unleash God's Power, which is described as a 30-day boot camp for men. And Mark now joins us on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And I want to say, Mark, it's great to have you on the program. I remember years ago when you came to our studio.
Brother Jerry Newcomb, I am honored, and I remember you specifically. And that has to be about, that's when God first laid this boot camp on my heart. That's got to be 15 years ago you and I met.
I remember you came to the studio, and you were actually working in Hollywood at some points. You had produced the film called Lost in Space, and I'll never forget your tagline, Lost in Space, Saved by Grace.
Amen. That is it. And then I think we also met when I was helping Mel out with the marketing of The Passion. But anyways, man, I'm so honored, and you are hitting a topic and a subject that is so dear to my heart. And, you know, I've got a lot to say about dads, and it's interesting. Let me just start off by this, if
sure.
You don't mind.
No, go
you
ahead.
Know, the Holy Spirit always gives me these acronyms. I got like 7 of them. And of course, Jerry, you know, it's always at 3:30 or 4 in the morning when you're trying to sleep. I have a hard enough time getting to sleep, and it's always, boom, Holy Spirit wakes you up. And just to give you just a real couple of quick ones, ERA, which is Eternal Retirement Account. So much of us are busy working our IRA. You know, our Eternal Retirement Account is where the moths and dust will not destroy, and sending our blessings ahead. And then I've got all kinds of other ones. But the most recent one he gave me, and it was the seventh acronym I got. And it's interesting, we're going to talk about dads, because he woke me up. It was about a year ago, and said, Dad. And Jerry, I actually got this Holy Spirit board, and I write the initials downwards. You know, like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me so I can go back to bed here? And I guess with my energy, he wakes me up at that time because he gets my attention. And instantly, Jerry, I actually got 3 definitions of dad. All the other ones, like DNA, I always got one definition, DNA, divine natural assignment. We all have a spiritual DNA. So, Dad, here we go, my brother. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dad, D-A-D, and the Holy Spirit laid in my heart, there's 3 types of dads. The first one is drunk and disorderly. The second one is distracted and disengaged. D-A-D, distracted and disengaged, and a lot of us Christian men fall into that category where we're so busy trying to pay the bills and stressed out and anxiety that we feel we're doing the best, and we neglect, we're disengaged from our children, and it's crucial that we get engaged. And the third one he gave me, which is first and foremost, Dad, doing above duty. And that's what we need to strive for. No matter how tired we are when we come home or stressed out, we need to drive around the block if you have to. Get in prayer, and you walk in that house, and you be positive. Hey, you know, my background's film, so if you got to put on the Academy Award and walk in that house and say, hey, buddy, daddy, it's crucial that us men during these times right now rise up and become a dad that is doing above duty.
Wow. Give me that DNA acrostic again. Divine,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, the DNA is, we have a earthly DNA, which we're all different, and we also have a spiritual DNA, divine natural assignment. Okay?
All right, very good. Okay, so, and as far as dads are concerned, that's the real kind of focus we could go into this. Your book is described, as I said earlier, as a 30-day boot camp for men. So, first of all, why do men need a spiritual boot camp? Set the plate for us.
Okay. And listen, all of us men need it so bad. And there is, you know, the Bible is alive and the word is true and God's got the promises. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be added. When we make God first in our lives, everything else will fall into place. And as we're facing these battles and facing these challenges and the anxiety, God gives, when we spend that first hour with Him, and I actually call it tithing your time, get up, give God your first hour, and you know, you can't spend your first hour with God without Him showing up. And He will bless you with the number one blessing that we all need, peace. Peace through the turmoil, peace through the challenges. And it's interesting because the mission statement that God gave me when I first developed this study guide was, if you heal the man, heal the family, and the family can heal the nation. And as we all know, Jerry, this nation is a mess. We're losing the country. And I believe, like it says in my book, it all stems from us men taking God out of our homes and you know, not making Him first in our lives. And, you know, with this book, I didn't wake up 18 years ago and say, I think I'm going to do a 30-day devotional. I was a baby Christian. This is something that God laid on my heart during my major spiritual warfare, you know, transformation, sanctification period. He gave me 7 simple steps to follow. And there's 18 prayers in this book. God first, family second, career third. And, you know, to date, we've given out the first book's free. We've given away about 400,000. And I've seen miracle after miracle and transformation. Marriage is restored. You know, when we put God first, if we heal the man, He'll automatically set a godly example for His children. That's the only way we're going to turn this nation around, is for us men to rise up and become the father, the husband, the spiritual leader of the house that God designed us to be. That's America's last hope.
Hmm. Wow, it's so true that there needs to be great renewal in America. You know, think of how far we've fallen, you know, when you consider the previous eras, especially during the settling era, with some of those colonists being so godly, and then later on with the founding fathers, after they were, many of them were touched by the Great Awakening. Not that all of them were Christian, but many of them were Christian, and many of them were very wise, even if they, you know, they kind of, the Christian, you know, views rubbed off on them. So, but wait, I'm confused about one thing. There are different times where, different day parts, where if you have the opportunity to take the time and make the time where you can spend time with God, does it always have to be the first hour? I know in some people's schedules that doesn't necessarily work out. And we could even see in the life of Jesus, there were times where He would go off and be alone with God and pray, but it wasn't always necessarily in the morning.
Yeah, you know, that's the first time anybody's ever asked me that, and that's what works for me, and it's all about making God first, and here's my answer to that. First of all, the very first page in the book, it says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. I believe, you know, 99% of the time, I'm a firm believer that Jesus talked to His Father first, but here's the way I looked at it. It's interesting that we are required to tithe our resources, our first resources, not what's left, our first resources. And it's interesting that that's the only thing in the Bible that we're allowed to test God on. And the Holy Spirit laid on my heart, this is, Mark, you've been great. You've been tithing your resources. You've been committed. I want you to start tithing your time. And so to me, I think, and you know, Jerry, this is what's worked for me, and it can work other ways, but I think that when you make God first and you tithe your time, okay, He's our Father. If it's important to our Father that we tithe our first resources, it would seem to me that it would be just as important as a father that we tithe our time and give them our first resources. And I'll tell you this, there's been many times that I've gotten up late for a meeting, rushed out, and didn't do my first hour. And my day is different. You know, the first three prayers in this book are life-changing. It's, repent and ask for forgiveness. The second one is in the armor of God, and the third one is a fresh refilling of the Holy Spirit. These first three prayers have been a game-changer for prayer warriors. But I can tell you that when I miss my first hour, and of course I'll go pray later, my day is different. There's a certain peace and a certain resilience that I have. When I started out, we just realized the only thing that really matters is God first, your family second, and this country and this nation third.
Explain about the full armor of God.
Okay, so it's interesting because here's another acronym. I got war. We're in our war. And like Ephesians 6, our struggle is not against flesh and blood or politicians or right and left and liberal. Our struggle is against principalities of darkness, the evil one, in heavenly places and in the realms. We are truly in a spiritual battle like we've never seen before. And, you know, the enemy's number one tactic has always been divide and conquer. And he's doing a heck of a good job. So the first prayer in this book, W, wash yourself with the precious blood. He gives us a fresh start every day. The second prayer, A, armor up. And when I put the prayer in this book is powerful. When I put the armor of God on, I go through all the steps. A quick example, because I know we don't have a bunch of time. The first thing is, Heavenly Father, I put on the belt of truth. Thank you that Satan cannot stand against the bold use of truth. I choose to speak truly, deal truly, and live truly, and I choose to live by the truth of your word. Second, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I embrace that righteousness, which is mine by faith in Jesus Christ. Then I put the boots of peace on. But when I get to the helmet, I say, Heavenly Father, I know that my mind is the number one target of Satan's lying, cheating, deceiving, anxiety-filled, joy-robbing ways. I cover my mind with the powerful helmet of salvation. I put four helmets on. I cover my mind with a second one, put a third and fourth in each. Make all my thoughts agreeable to your will, your plans, your purposes. Now, here's to answer that. Okay, then I put the rest of the steps on the sword of the Spirit. But I want you to think about this, Ephesians 6:11. For put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. To me, that scripture hit me hard saying, okay, put on the full armor of God so that I can stand up. Which means to me, if you don't put on the armor of God, you won't be able to stand up. The distractions, the influence, the internet, the this. So I live, my foot doesn't hit the bedroom floor without doing these first three prayers. And my foot doesn't hit the bedroom floor without the full armor of God, because I'm marked. You know, anytime you're doing a significant movement to save souls in evangelism and stuff, you're marked. You're marked. And it just has been life-changing. And the third prayer, W-A-R, wash, armor, R, refilling of the Holy Spirit. That simple. Heavenly Father, it says in your word, how much more will you give the Holy Spirit to those who ask you? I ask you now in the name of Jesus for a fresh refilling of your Holy Spirit. Those three keys, I call them three keys to unlock powerful, effective prayer. Because, Jerry, now each morning, first thing, not only are we righteous through Christ, through Jesus, but we're sinless at that time. We're freshly repented. We get a fresh start. So it's amazing the testimonies I see from the prayers in this book and the men that have committed to this 30-day boot camp, my friend.
All right, we're basically out of time. Mark Cook has been with us. TheFirstHour.com is his website. And just so you know, Cook is spelled K-O-C-H. And again, the name of his book is The First Hour. Mark, thanks so much. God bless you and all the best.
Free, Jerry. We're looking to give away 1 million books. It's free.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye now.